from APM. This is Educate, a podcast from APM Reports on ideas and research on how we teach and learn. I'm Stephen Smith. According to the most recent federal data, more than 1 million homeless students are enrolled in the nation's K-12 schools. Many of them struggle to cover basic needs and work jobs before or after school. Homeless students drop out at higher rates than their peers, and statistics show students who don't graduate from high school are more likely to end up in poor health, dependent on government services, or even go to prison. Laura Ewan of Minnesota Public Radio followed one homeless high school senior outside Minneapolis over the course of this past school year, and she prepared this report.
Okay, so go ahead and just say your name and who you are.
I'm Diamond. What if I really did talk like that? That would be funny. My name is Diamond Sias, and I'm 17 years old.
I met Diamond last fall at Beacon. It's an alternative learning program at her high school outside of Minneapolis. It helps kids catch up on courses they need to graduate. Diamond, who's Black, transferred to the school last year with lots of missing credits. She's wearing ripped jeans and a pink T-shirt that says Adorbs. But don't be fooled. Diamond is practically a grown lady, she tells me. Her parents aren't in the picture anymore. In fact, when we first met, she was living with her older sister, who was her guardian, and helping raise her sister's kids.
If I don't go to work or if I don't make enough money, then we won't have a place to live. We, as in me and my sister and my niece's nephew. Since they've been born, I pretty much have raised them with my sister. So they're like my kids, you know, and I can't afford for that to happen. I would rather be stressed going through everything I'm going through than have them go through that.
For Diamond, school is an escape. A refuge.
I actually like school. I actually do like school.
But it's not the most pressing thing in her life. Her sister sometimes works overnight at the gas station, so it's up to Diamond to get up in the middle of the night to soothe and feed her baby niece. It means Diamond is exhausted the next morning. She gets sick a lot, and there's no guarantee she'll be in class on any given day. But when I talked to her back in November, she said one thing is a given. Graduation. It's her ticket to somewhere.
It makes me so happy to even talk about it because I can just see the future just there instead of having to deal with now.
This is her plan. She's going to turn 18 just before she graduates. She'll enroll in a community college and study computer networking. And she's going to bring in some real money, better than the jobs she has at the Mall of America. She'll get a place of her own. But when we meet up several weeks later after winter break, things have changed drastically.
So what happened over the past month?
Ooh, that's a lot. Some personal things with my sister and me happened, and, you know, we kind of fell off. So I ended up having to move out. So now I'm in a teen shelter. Life, I would say, it just finds ways to turn around.
It's not the first time she's been homeless. Diamond says when her mom kicked her out when she was 13, she went couch hopping. And years later, she lived out of her sister's car. Growing up, she moved around from one school to another. But losing her home in her final year of high school is so far from what she envisioned for herself. And now, college and a career are no longer top of mind.
I'm already stressed out about school and then graduation and then working and then my living situation, so I don't want to stress myself out more. My dreams of being a computer engineer are like slowly dying.
When she's forced to think, really think about her situation, she has nothing but questions for how she ended up like this.
I have an A in her class.
You do?
99%.
Diamond's English teacher recently gave the class a writing assignment.
The next question was, what would you like to know that you have never learned, or what do you want to know more about? My answers were, what makes parents give up on their children? Why do I work three jobs at 17? Why am I homeless? Why can't I be happy and stress-free? What's the real purpose of school? Why does family hurt you the most? Sometimes I just, like, imagine if, when I was younger, if my mom did just give me away, like just give me into foster care or something, if life would be different, if my personality would be different, I just think about that like every day, all the time.
Diamond doesn't have a typical high school experience. She says she has no friends, just a few adults at school who are in her corner. Some of the teachers and staff know what Diamond is going through.
You just shake your head and say, gosh, how do these kids do this and get through it?
Michelle Christensen runs the Beacon Alternative Program. She says she's in awe of Diamond, even at her low points. And back in January, this was a bad week. The stress of living in a shelter and not having a firm footing is sometimes too much for this 17-year-old to bear. And Diamond lost it. It happened when another staff person at the school called her out for being late to class. This is how Diamond remembers reacting.
You're making me even more mad because you know my situation and then you're going to tell me to come to school on time? All right, how about you adopt me? Adopt me. Provide me, drive me to school. Come pick me up. Maybe I'll get here on time.
She called the woman a word that she immediately regretted, and she apologized for it. Michelle Christensen told Diamond to leave the school immediately so the situation wouldn't get any worse. But Diamond doesn't even really remember it. Next thing she knew, she was sitting on a bus.
I'm so happy that Ms. Christensen told me to leave, because if she didn't tell me to leave, I would have, something probably would have happened really bad. So I was like, I was crying. Like, I was shaking crying. Oh, yeah, you're lucky you told me to leave, because I haven't been that mad in a long time, because I'm a better person now and I don't want to be the old Diamond.
Diamond's entire life has been like this, fight or flight, given the instability she's experienced.
My name is Diamond again, and this time we're in the mall. We're eating food, spicy, really spicy food, because we both got a cold. You're eating tomato.
A couple months later, I meet her before her shift at a clothing store is about to begin. She's still determined to graduate, but it's going to be even tougher now. It's March. Diamond is still in the shelter. She has no leads on another place to live, and she's facing an ominous deadline.
Well, my time is up on the 15th of this month, so March 15th.
It's next week.
Yeah, thanks for telling me. It is. It definitely is next week.
Diamond says her mind has been racing. She's been having trouble sleeping and eating because she has so much to think about. With all that's been thrown at her, she says she feels like she's building a pyramid, but it keeps crumbling down. She says, what is she doing wrong?
Like, am I missing something here? I feel like I'm missing something very important. Okay, for example, you have a dad, you have a mom. What is their job? To be a dad and a mom. Where are you at? Where am I? Who's with me? Nobody's doing their job. Nobody.
The research would agree with Diamond. Parental involvement is strongly linked with children's success in school. I wanted to call Diamond's mom, but she didn't want me to contact her. Later in the spring, Diamond found a more stable place to live. It's a transitional living center in St. Paul, just for youth, and she can stay there for a much longer stretch of time. Diamond meets again with Mrs. C, Michelle Christensen.
I want to talk to you about your credits. Just wrap up where we are.
She has good news. Diamond is still on track to graduate in June. Christensen says she knows Diamond will be successful. If the last year has proved anything, it's that she has dedication.
It's hard because, you know, I've never been in your shoes. And I know, and you, along with several other students, have to work 30, 40 hours a week and then come to school another 30-some hours a week. And it's exhausting.
It is very exhausting.
But you've done it. I mean, and you're going to get through it, and you're going to graduate in June.
It's not going to feel good until my grandma gets here.
Her grandma is coming in from out of state. Once she sees her, Diamond says, she'll finally know that graduation day is for real and that she's made it. But shortly after that conversation, Diamond stopped returning my texts for a while, and she started missing a lot more school. She has only a few weeks until the end of the year, but if she's absent just one more day, she'll have to go to summer school. I did get one text from Diamond. I'm not okay, she texted me. I wrote back, what happened? I'm concerned. Diamond responded with just one word that seemed to sum it up. Life, she wrote. It seemed touch and go for a little while. But she did it.
May I present the Bloomington Kennedy High School class of 2016 for the purpose of conferring the high school diploma.
Yep, Diamond graduated.
I'm in heels, you guys. Do not wear heels to graduation, ever. Ever.
Aside from the wobbliness, the night felt a little surreal. All year long, Diamond never wavered from her goal of crossing that stage. Still, graduation wasn't exactly a sure thing.
You don't really know what's coming your way until it comes. So, I mean, I was working hard to make this happen, but I did not know if it was going to happen.
If you remember, Diamond has been estranged from her mom, and her dad isn't in the picture either. After an argument with an older sister, Diamond found refuge in a couple of youth shelters. Eventually, she moved in with her boyfriend in St. Paul, where she continues to reside today. She says now she can focus on enrolling into community college.
I'm definitely going to go to college after summer for sure.
And your dreams of being a
computer engineer are still there. Yes, 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 they are. I am going to become a computer engineer. I am. It's a fact.
When she walked down the graduation aisle, she could not stop smiling.
Diamond Sias.
And this time, she had family and friends rooting her on.
I'm going to cry.
I already cried. Don't cry.
Her aunt, uncle, and grandma came in from Illinois to see Diamond grab that diploma. Sean Sias, her uncle, would head back the next morning to get to work. But he says the day was as important to him as it was to her. With Diamond's dad largely absent, Sean Sias says he's one of the only adult males in his niece's life.
And I can say at times I have been absent as well, but I'm trying to do better because she really needed me. And it hurt me so much to know that she needed me but wouldn't reach out to me. So I wasn't going to miss this for anything.
Diamond also got a hug from Michelle Christensen.
But you got to stay in touch.
I will.
Okay. Make good choices.
I will.
Good decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a newly minted graduate, Diamond didn't mind dispensing advice. She says she shared her story because she wanted to help other kids struggling in school.
Don't be scared to ask for help at all. Like, not just from teachers, from anybody who you feel like you can trust or can help you. I mean, I did it. I know you can, so I don't want to hear nobody say that they can't, because I'll hop on them and be like, yes, you can.
And as Diamond was surrounded by a bunch of giddy adults in her corner, it was like everything that had been weighing her down for years had been lifted, if just for a night.
Laura Ewan is a reporter with Minnesota Public Radio. She produced that story for NPR's series Minnesota Graduation Gap. Since Laura's story aired, Diamond moved to Nebraska to live closer to family and to find more affordable rent. She says she's working at McDonald's and plans to enroll in community college this fall. You can find a link to that NPR series at apmreports.org. And stay tuned for our full-length documentary on students in high-poverty high schools chasing graduation, which comes out in early September. We'd love to hear what you think about this podcast. You can leave us a review on iTunes or let us know at apmreports.org. Educate is on Facebook, and you can also tweet us at EducatePodcast, one word. Support for APM Reports comes from Lumina Foundation, the Spencer Foundation, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. I'm Stephen Smith. Thanks for listening. This is APM.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.